Good morning, boys and girls. We're turning to a new chapter in Mark's Gospel. A new chapter. It's Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And we'll read from verse 46. Verse 46 then. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. You'll notice there in that verse, it starts off, and they, referring to the great crowd that accompanied the Lord Jesus. But then the next few words indicate to us who was in charge. The crowd didn't lead the Lord Jesus. He led the crowd. Look at what it says. And again, I say to you, boys and girls, always note every word in the Bible. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out. I have no doubt there would have been plenty in that great crowd that would have said, oh, we're in Jericho, great, we'll get to see the shops. But the Lord went on through it. He didn't stop. You be sure that you don't get distracted. If you're following the Lord, make sure you keep on at his heels, as it were, and don't get distracted. Verse 47, and when he, that is blind Bartimaeus, heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, his old beggar's garment, I have no doubt it was an old, soiled, stained garment. All of us, sometime or other, have had something land upon our coat, our cardigan, our jumper, and we look at it and we brush it off. But if you couldn't see it, it would stay there. And there would be other things would land on you, and stains be formed on your clothing, and you wouldn't see them to brush them off, to wipe them off. And gradually your garments would become very stained and marred. And that's how it would have been, I do believe, with blind Bartimaeus' garment. And he, though he was blind, would have recognized that his garment wasn't very presentable. And so as he went to the Lord Jesus, he threw it off. Casting aside his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Verse 51, And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way. The Lord Jesus said to him, Go thy way. And it says that Bartimaeus followed Jesus in the way. That was his way. Now, he had no desire to run back into Jericho, to run off and visit this, that, or the other friend, or tell his family. His way was now to follow the Lord Jesus. That's what happens when you get converted. Suddenly you have eyes only for him and nothing else. All right, you have found my text, haven't you? It's the verse 51. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Remember, we're studying some of the questions, the challenging questions that the Lord Jesus asked people. Asking questions has always been a chief means used by the Lord to open up men's minds to the truth, cause them to think upon their spiritual condition. We need prompting. We need questioned at times to make us stop and think, well, where am I going? What am I doing? Because especially when it comes to spiritual matters, we will not think of these things unless prompted by the Lord. Way back in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 3 and the verse 9, we have the first question asked by the Lord, and it was directed to Adam. And it says, "And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" And that was directed at Adam in order to make Adam recognize he was not where he should be. He had sinned, and he was hiding from God. And so the Lord directs this question to him. The Lord Jesus, from his earliest days, was one who asked questions. We read in Luke chapter 2, almost at the very beginning of Luke, the Lord Jesus was 12 years of age. And in verse 46 of that second chapter of Luke, it says, "And it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors." Now that's doctors of the law, not medical doctors. "Both hearing them and asking them questions." The question that the Lord Jesus asked here of the blind man, Bartimaeus, would have made the poor blind man consider a number of things. What is it he asked? "What wilt thou that I do unto thee?" He was a beggar, and every day he sat asking for money, for bread, food, maybe even an item of clothing. Pity, that's what he was looking for. Every day he did that. But was that his greatest need? Was there not something he needed more than food, or clothing, or even the pity of his friends? Yes, he needed his eyesight. And, you know, if he got his eyesight, he wouldn't then have to ask anybody for money, or for food, or for clothing, because he'd find employment, get a job, and earn money, and buy food and clothing. So his greatest need was that they might receive his sight. And the Savior's asking this question, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Now the Lord knew what he needed most of all. He didn't need blind Bartimaeus to tell him. He knew what the great need of the man was. But he asked the question in order to stir the mind of Bartimaeus that he might recognize what was his greatest need. If I might put it like this, boys and girls, out there, men and women are blind to their blindness. They don't realize they're blind. They don't realize that their eyes are shut to God, to His truth, to eternity, to heaven, to hell. Well, and sometimes Christians can lose their eyesight, as it were. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said to a church. You read these words in Revelation chapter 3 in the verse 17. "Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked." Isn't it an awful thing when Christians become blind to what their stand and status is before God? Here's a church, and the members of it thought they had need of nothing. They just had everything. And the Lord said, "In truth, you're very much different from what you think you are. You're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." It's an awful thing to lose your eyesight, spiritual eyesight. Tell me, do you know what you are like today? Do you? That's why the Lord asked this question. What do you want from me? What is it you want me to do? Do you realize your great need? See, man's chief need is a cure for the spiritual blindness that he's afflicted with. The blindness of his heart. Nothing wrong with him seeing things around him. He sees the world, he sees his pleasures, but he sees nothing of God or of his truth. And man needs delivered from that. The Lord Jesus on one occasion said of the spiritual leaders in Israel, in his day, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Matthew chapter 15 and the verse 4. Isn't it a terrible thing when people who are blind follow the leadership of someone who's blind? They can only end up in the ditch. They can only go astray and fall into ruin. Boys and girls, you may not realize it, but in this world, the vast majority of religious leaders and preachers are blind, blind to God. And they're saying to those who follow them, who are also blind, this is the way, here's the way we'll go, and they're marching straight for hell. Oh, I tell you, what a sad state the world is in. What a sad state. Man needs a cure for his blindness. Now Bartimaeus, by the answer he gives, indicates he knew what he needed. He gave to the Saviour the answer the Saviour wanted him to give. Plain Bartimaeus, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? He didn't say, oh, I want a house. I want a house, Lord. I'm sitting here on the roadside. I want money. No. He knew what he needed most of all. Lord, that I might receive my sight. He lived every day with an awareness of that great need. Every day he lived with an awareness of this burden that rested upon him. He felt his blindness. He felt it very much. I read this morning in my Bible reading a chapter in 1 Kings as well as some other chapters, but in 1 Kings chapter 8 and the verse 38, I came across these words, part of the words of Solomon at the opening of the temple. And he talked about men knowing the plague of their own hearts. Do you know the plague of your heart? Are you aware of it? Bartimaeus knew every morning he woke up from his sleep, I'm blind. Oh, how I wish I could see. And when the Lord asks him this question, he readily and immediately and earnestly and with hope answered, Lord, that I might receive my sight. It's a terrible thing to be blind and not know. I might tell you that that's why a preacher, among the many things he's required to preach, he must preach the law of God. You know the Ten Commandments? Well, that summarizes the law of God. Tells us what we should do, tells us what we shouldn't do. And a preacher has to preach the law of God, explain what it is God wants man to do and what he doesn't want him to do. And Paul tells us that this is necessary because the law is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. A schoolmaster or a schoolmistress or a schoolteacher, what do? They're pointing you all the time to the truth. They're telling you what is the truth regarding mathematics, regarding the sciences, regarding geography, all of the subjects. They're setting before you the truth, pointing you in that direction. Well, the law points us to the Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. What does the law say? The law says, I can't save you, but the Lord Jesus can. Why can the law not save us? Because we can't keep the law. Now, if we could keep all the Ten Commandments perfectly, we'd go to heaven. We'll go to heaven. As it says in the Scriptures, this do and thou shalt live. But we can't keep the law. And the law comes to us and says, this is what I want you to do. And we realize we can't do that. I have broken that law and I've broken that law. I've broken all of the laws. And then the law, and showing us that we're sinners, is pointing us to the only one who can save sinners. You go to the doctor. You have a bit of a pain. And the doctor looks at you. And what does he do? Well, he can direct you to the chemist to pick up a prescription that will deal with the pain. Or he can direct you to the hospital to go there where there will be surgeons that will deal with the pain. And that's what the law says. The law says you're sick. You need deliverance. And only the Lord Jesus, the great physician, can heal you of your sin. The law teaches us that we're sinners and that we need Christ. And throughout the Scriptures you will find the truth of our sinfulness set forth. Jeremiah said this chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Now, we usually have the notion that the most wicked person there is the devil. There's something here that says it's more wicked than the devil, and that's your heart. It's more wicked in that it's there all the time, producing wickedness. All the time. The devil, he can't be everywhere. And therefore, he's not the one who is directing people everywhere, at all times, to sin. No! He can't do that. But the human heart is always there, in every one of us, and it's directing us all the time to sin. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The word there means incurably wicked. Who can know it? And the Lord Jesus gives us another picture of the heart in Matthew chapter 15, the verse 19 and 20. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. That's what pours out of the heart. When you go in there to the kitchen, you want a wee drink of water, you turn on the cold tap and out comes beautiful, clear water. When you turn on the tap in your heart, out of it comes the darkest of things, the filthiest of things. And the law of God points this out to us, shows us that we're sinners and that we need the Lord Jesus Christ. Why the law must be preached. Blind Bartimaeus knew what he needed. You need to be made to realize what it is you need. And the law of God alone can teach you that truth, that you're a sinner, breaking God's law every day. And therefore, by your good works, you can never get to heaven because you can't do good work. Furthermore, the answer that Bartimaeus gives to the question of the Lord Jesus here indicates that he recognized that a wonderful opportunity had come his way. When the Savior said, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" He didn't say, "There's nothing you can do for me. No man can help me. I'm blind. Whoever heard of anyone who was blind as I am getting their sight?" He didn't say that. He recognized a wonderful opportunity had come his way. And so he said, "Lord." He knew who he was talking to. He knew he was the Lord. "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Look at how we are told here about the knowledge that blind Bartimaeus had. In the verse 47 we read, "When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus of Nazareth!'" No, he didn't. He didn't say that. That's what he was told. He would have heard all the people talking amongst themselves and the sound of feet walking past them, and he would have said, "What's going on? What's happening?" Because he couldn't work it out. He couldn't see. And people said, "Jesus of Nazareth, he's passing by." But he didn't say, "Jesus of Nazareth!" He gave him another title. In fact, he gave him a title that most likely very few among the crowd would have given him. What did he say? Well, look at the verse 47. "Jesus, thou son of David, I tell you this, that man was blind, but he had a knowledge that was great." He knew who Jesus was. He called him the son of David. He might as well have said, "Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus, the Christ. Jesus, the promised Redeemer. Jesus, the one sent by God to save us." He could have used any of those titles. All of them meant the same as what he did use by way of a title, "Thou Son of David." That was one of the wonderful terms and names of God's promised Redeemer. And blind Bartimaeus, you see, he was sitting by the wayside day in and day out, picking up bits of information and news from everybody. For people would be going back and forward into the city of Jericho, and they would have recognized him. "Hello, Bartimaeus, how you doing?" And he would have said, "Well, what's happening today? What's the news?" Well, there was one big item of news in Israel in those days. There was a prophet had appeared amongst the people. His name was Jesus, and he was working the most wonderful miracles. And Bartimaeus would have heard about this, and would have pondered and thought about it. And gradually he came to realize this man, Jesus, with all the miracles and the wonderful preaching that I hear about, I know who he is. He's God's promised Redeemer. You know, boys and girls, there's one advantage that a blind beggar had over everybody else. Sitting by the highway side, nothing distracted him. Everybody walking past was on their way to do their shopping, was on their way to visit someone, was on their way to work, and they were pondering and thinking all of the things that were related to what it was they were doing. Blind Bartimaeus had no such distraction. Therefore, when he heard a bit of news about what the Lord Jesus had said or what he had done, he thought about it, pondered it. He had nothing else to think about. The chief activity of the devil today, boys and girls, is to blind the minds of men and women and boys and girls to what the Lord Jesus has said and done. The devil doesn't want people to think about that. And so he carries them away with thoughts of pleasure and entertainment. Blind Bartimaeus couldn't do any of those things, and he had time to think and ponder and meditate. And consequently, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, now's my chance. He who has wrought so many miracles, given sight to so many blind people, he's the answer to my need. And so he began to cry out and shout at the top of his voice. He wasn't going to miss this opportunity. Oh, how few take the matters of their soul salvation seriously. How easily distracted most people are. I remember hearing a story, it was told by Dr. Paisley. It happened at a mission that he conducted in Mount Marion Free Presbyterian Church. This is way back in the 50s. That's a long time ago, isn't it? Nearly 70 years ago. Well, he was preaching the gospel, and at the end of the meeting, he was saying to the people that were there, it wasn't a big church, it was about the same size as our own, but it was packed to hear the preacher. And he said, after preaching the gospel now, there's anybody here tonight? They know they need to be saved, and their hearts have been made willing by God to be saved. Would you do something? Would you stand up? And there was a young man at the back, immediately stood up. And Dr. Paisley went on with his appeal. And that young man had come into the meeting with his girlfriend. She hadn't stood up. She reached up her hand, caught the sleeve of his coat, and pulled him down again. And he yielded to her hand. He did what she wanted, and he sat down. And he didn't get saved that night. How easy it is to be distracted from coming to Christ. But blind Bartimaeus wasn't going to be distracted. He saw the chance that was his. So he calls out, and he wasn't going to be stopped. Oh, I can hear those men coming over. Keep quiet. Shut up making a noise like that. Don't you have any manners? Don't you have any reverence? Keep quiet. But none of those things made any difference. He shouted all the louder. Because he knew, today I have a chance of getting my sight, and the Lord Jesus is passing by. And if I don't get his attention now, he'll be gone in a few minutes. And so he shouted, and we read the wonderful words in verse 49, and Jesus stood still. His cry stopped Christ right in his tracks. He heard the voice of a sinner in need. And he stopped. Bring him to me, he says, and when he came, he asked him the question, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the blind man, without hesitation, said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. He knew what he needed, and so without any hesitation, he answered. He answered. He answered. Do you know your need today, boys and girls? Do you know your need? May the Lord have mercy on you. As he had upon Bartimaeus, because he had mercy on Bartimaeus long before that moment, that day. He had been working in the heart of Bartimaeus preparing him. May the Lord work in your heart and prepare you for the moment when the Savior draws near to you and asks you the question, what is it you need? And if he has prepared your heart, you'll say, Lord, I need to be saved. Save me now. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts today. Let's bow together, please, in prayer. Lord, apply thy word with power to the hearts of us all, Lord, for there's lessons for all of us. Bartimaeus can teach us all. Bless our school today and all its needs. Remember the children's meeting as they begin this afternoon. Let your blessing be upon them, Lord. Answer prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.